Have you ever felt pressure to put your name and financial reputation on the line to co-sign a loan for a family member or friend? Did you pause beforehand to prayerfully consider all the risks associated with this monumental decision? That's going to be our discussion for today, so this is a show you don't want to miss.
Welcome to the Ask Rob podcast. We're listening to an experienced financial professional with over 30 years of experience can help you make sense of confusing questions, current headlines, and industry trends about taxes, small business, financial decision-making, investment strategies, and even the art of proper budgeting. Ask Rob makes the complex simple by sharing his real-world knowledge from a Christian perspective with all things financial. Now here's your host, Ralph Estep Jr.
Welcome to our Motivational Monday show. I'm so glad you chose to join us. I just want to thank you for listening and supporting the program. Today, we're taking a deep dive into the serious implications of co-signing a loan for someone else. While it may seem like an act of generosity on its surface to help out a loved one by co-signing, this decision requires a lot of careful thought, wisdom, and discernment beforehand. In today's episode, we'll explore the pitfalls of co-signing, exactly how it works, steps you can take to protect yourself if you do co-sign, and signs it may be wise to graciously say no if asked. My goal is pretty simple today. I want to equip you with the knowledge to make an informed decision. So let's get started. But before we get started, remember, today is tax day. So if you've not already filed, it's time to make sure you file an extension. I did an episode a couple days ago about that, so check that out. And don't forget to file that extension so you don't get penalized by the IRS. And while we're here, don't forget to subscribe to the show and join our email list. You do that at AskRalphPodcast.com so you don't miss tomorrow's show. Now, tomorrow we're going to be talking about, are you losing money by doing delivery services like DoorDash or Grubhub or some of the other ones? We're going to talk about, does that actually make you money? Let's start with today's Bible verse. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 26 offers us this warning. Do not be one who shakes hands in pledge or puts up security for debts. That one is pretty pressing, my friend. So let's talk about today's topic. When you co-sign for a loan, you're linking your finances together and putting yourself on the hook if the primary borrower fails to repay. It's what's called joint and severally liable in legal terms. So first, it's critical to understand that co-signing a loan makes you equally responsible for repayment. If the primary borrower misses or makes late payments, it damages your credit score and your credit history. Missed payments can quickly snowball, leading to collections calls hounding you, lawsuits, wage garnishment, and even property liens filed against you. Once you co-sign, you've sacrificed control of the situation. Unfortunately, I've seen this play out with many of my clients. They thought they were doing their child a service or a grandchild a service, but always you got to be careful about that. So number two, recognize that substantial risks are involved in this. Here's some interesting data that I found. Data shows default rates for co-signed student loans are nearly three times higher than non-co-signed student loans. Here's another one. 50% of auto loans that are co-signed end up becoming delinquent. That's scary, hurting both signers' credit. And mortgages have a heightened default risk when co-signed for someone with already poor credit. What do you do? You got to carefully consider if the person has the financial means and willingness to repay before linking your finances together. You basically are marrying this person as it relates to credit. So third, have an open, honest conversation with the potential borrower about specific repayment terms. You've got to lay out your expectations and then put those things in writing. It's very important to do that. Lay out the monthly payment amount, the exact due dates and timeline you expect for them to refinance a loan solely in their name once possible. See, that's one of the things I think you have to do. If you're going to do one of these co-signs, I think, first of all, put it in writing, lay out all the expectations, but put in a date when they're going to refinance this loan into their own name. And if you set these clear mutual expectations up front, it will prevent misunderstandings down the road. Now, here's a fourth thing I say. Only co-sign if you can independently afford to take over all the payments yourself without financial hardship if necessary. What am I saying there, Ralph? What I'm saying is you have to take a look at this and say, if this person quits paying, could I pay this on my own? If you can't, then don't co-sign. Don't let yourself get pressured into overextending your finances and jeopardizing your creditworthiness. Because if you do, it will impact your future needs. you got to be very cautious about co-signing for a spouse as well during divorce proceedings. It can put you in a really vulnerable position. So really pay attention to that. If you can't afford to make those payments on your own, then I personally wouldn't co-sign for that loan. And now fifth, make the payments yourself on time if the primary borrower falls behind or misses payments. This protects your own credit if they become unreliable. And unfortunately, I've seen it in my practice, sometimes this happens. You've got to monitor the loan account regularly for any issues. You don't want to wait till you get that call from the lender saying, hey, by the way, your friend that you co-signed for quit making payments 3 months ago. If you're having to make payments, is a clear red flag that the co-signer can't be trusted to follow through. And that's when you really have to look at what can we do to fix this problem. Number six, be proactive in detail an exit strategy in your written agreement on how the co-sign loan obligation will be removed from your name within a set time frame. So for example, let's say that you're going to co-sign for a car loan. Let's say that car loan is a five-year car loan. One of the things you might put at the front end of that is say, listen, when this reaches 2 years, that will be 2 years with a payment history, you're going to need to refinance that. And then you've got to push the primary borrower to refinance the loan solely in their name once their credit improves. This restores your financial freedom and limits that ongoing risk exposure. It's kind of like a financial divorce. Now let's explore some safer alternatives to co-signing that benefit both parties. So let's say you've decided it's not going to be a good fit for me. Here are some things you could do. One of the things you could do is gift a portion of the money towards a down payment instead of co-signing the entire mortgage. This helps them get approved while limiting your liability. So if you find someone's asking you to help them by co-signing for a mortgage, one of the things you might want to do is just gift them the money. Another thing you could do is pay off a smaller existing debt completely rather than co-signing a large consolidation loan. This improves their debt-to-income ratio, which may very well get them approved for the loan, and they wouldn't need you to co-sign at all. Here's a great other thing you can do. You can refer a borrower to credit counseling services. We're going to be doing a show about that coming up in a week or two. This can help them improve their credit score and qualify on their own later. You see a theme here, folks. We're looking for ways to not have to get you to co-sign that loan. Another thing you could do is help the borrower research lending options like secured credit cards and credit builder loans that don't require a co-signer. Help them build their credit. Send them to our show. We've got a ton of episodes out there where we talk about how to rebuild your credit. And if you can, here's another option. Offer to make a few payments sporadically when they're struggling. This is usually safer than an ongoing liability of co-signing. The theme here is to give them a hand, but don't put your name on the signature block. Guide the borrower on budgeting and saving tips to build up a larger down payment over time so they avoid the need for a co-signer later. The truth is, folks, as Christians, we're called to be generous and to help others in need. However, hastily made financial decisions can end up hurting your ability to steward your resources well. So you've got to seek wisdom through prayer and godly counsel before even considering co-signing for a loan. And carefully consider if alternative ways exist to support the borrower without overextending your finances and linking them permanently to your credit. With thoughtfulness and discernment, you can make decisions that honor both parties involved. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 17, verse 18, it says, "One who lacks sense gives a pledge and puts up security in the presence of his neighbor." While coming from a good place, co-signing a loan for someone lacking financial wisdom can harm you both. And my goal today is to keep you from getting harmed. Before we wrap up, I want to remind all of our listeners to visit our podcast page. You do that at AskRalphPodcast.com. There you can leave us a review, share your thoughts, or even send us a message with questions for future episodes. We'd love to hear from our listeners. While you're there, make sure you join our email list so we can send you our daily email with what's going on next on the show. You can also schedule a consultation with me to discuss your specific circumstances. And if you haven't filed an extension, go to our website. You could do that as well. Now, here's something I'd like you to do. I'd love for you to share this episode. If you know someone who's considering or already has co-signed for a loan for someone, share this episode with them so they can learn some techniques to make sure they don't get in a bad way financially. So let's have a bit of a recap. Co-signing a loan for someone else is a monumental decision that indelibly links your financial reputation to theirs. That's just the truth. You are marrying them financially. You've got to be very cautious before taking this step. Have an in-depth conversation on precise terms and mutual expectations. You got to lay this all out. Only co-sign if you can independently shoulder the entire financial burden yourself. And as always, seek godly wisdom in prayer while being open to alternative ways you might be able to help them without co-signing. And again, please visit our Ask Ralph podcast site. That's at AskRalphPodcast.com for all of our financial resources and episodes. Listen, folks, with wise counsel and biblical guidance, you can make financial choices that honor God. Thank you for joining me today. Stay financially savvy out there and may God bless you abundantly.
Thank you for joining us on the Ask Ralph podcast. And with a simple click to subscribe, we'll invite you back to our next episode. And remember, financial issues don't have to be complicated. Just ask Ralph. The information contained in this episode of Ask Ralph is based on data available as of the date of its release. Saggio Accounting Plus and Ask Ralph Media, Inc. is under no obligation to update this content if changes occur. Applying this information to your specific situation requires careful consideration of all facts and circumstances, and any information provided is not to be considered as financial, tax, or legal advice. Please consult your tax advisor or attorney before acting on any material covered.